A day after the worst political violence in Thailand in 16 years, the news media and political commentators Wednesday pressed the government to restart a dialogue with the opposition People's Alliance for Democracy. Talks halted late last week after two PAD leaders were arrested for leading a blockade at the Prime Minister's office since late August. On Tuesday, the police fought repeatedly with PAD supporters who surrounded the Parliament building to prevent Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat from delivering a speech. Mr. Somchai took office late last month and has pledged to reconcile with the PAD. Hundreds were injured, receiving mostly minor wounds, but at least two deaths were linked to the violence. Several police officers were injured also. On Wednesday, the city was quiet, and the PAD supporters had retreated from the Parliament back to the Prime Minister's office. The opposition Democrat Party says there should be an investigation into the violence. Baranat Sumatarak is the party spokesman.
Immediate demand must be that the government ends the systematic crackdown using excessive force and violence. And secondly, on those responsible both in issuing orders and those responsible for carrying out them, resulting in the use of excessive force, must be found and held responsible.
The PAD has led protests for months demanding an overhaul of the political system that would reduce the number of directly elected members of parliament. It accuses Mr. Somchai and his People's Power Party of acting as a proxy for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He fled to Britain in August to avoid trial on corruption charges. Mr. Somchai is the brother-in-law of Thaksin. Titinan Ponsudarak, a political science professor at Chulalongkorn University, says the PAD must accept some responsibility for the violence.
The reason that we have come to this point with the violence yesterday is because the PAD was being outmaneuvered. It looked as though the Somchai government was finding some way out of the crisis. They were talking about dialogue, about setting up a new constitution drafting assembly. And then the PAD took it upon themselves to take matters into its own hands to retake the initiative.
Some analysts, such as author and commentator Chris Baker, say there may be a role for the head of the army, General Anupong Pai Jayonda, in negotiating an end to the political crisis. Anupong has said he does not want the army involved and that he is concerned that some of the opposition might want to push the military into staging a coup.
I think the key to what happens now is very much Anupong, the army chief. You know, he must come out, I think, publicly and offer to act as the host for negotiations between the two sides to get away from this violent confrontation.
Thailand's political tensions over recent years have pitted the urban middle class who accuse Mr. Thaksin of corruption and abuse of power against the poor and rural voters who back the former leader. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.